is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Blissed? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're delighted you're here. Broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. And there's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com. Podcasts are free. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. In the studio with me, Sam Bushman. Welcome, Sam Bushman.
Top of the morning to you, sir.
And joining us, John Reagan. Welcome, John Reagan.
Hi, John.
Hi, Sam. How's it going?
Excellent, my friend.
Hey, it was great seeing you last night, John Reagan. That was a fun meetup. Class, John Reagan was at the meetup. Sam Bushman was at the meetup. Linus Ertley was at the meetup. Craig, let's see, who else was there? The Dollar Heights was there. Let's see. Mitch Crosby was there. I'm sorry, what was that?
Dr. Shane.
Yeah, Howard Shane was there. Dr. Howard Shane was there. Great meetup. And Sam Bushman was on stage. Oh, by the way, Aaron's Engineering the Broadcast, the worldwide syndicated broadcast in Minnesota. Thank you so much, Aaron. Sam Bushman was a lot of fun last night. We were talking about what was happening in Nevada. We're talking about restoring the country. We're talking about lighting the lamp of liberty. And the event that, you know, one of our listeners who's become a member of our class, Tim Starks, decided that he was going to put on an event. And he was going to pay for almost all the costs. Pretty cool, right, Sam?
You know, all I can tell you is it's amazing. The more we work on things, the more we just find Americans who say, I want to be involved in what you're doing. I believe in what you're doing. And not only do I believe in it from a theoretical point of view, but they turn it into reality. And they put boots on the ground, and they get involved with their skills, with their talents, with their money, with their love of liberty. And I'm telling you, it's amazing to behold. And I'm grateful for his support, his leadership, along with Mike on the ground for our Friday event coming on April 18th in Springfield, Illinois. The event's free, Vinny.
Yeah, it is. It is free, and the design of this event is to teach anyone who's interested in learning about freedom and liberty and the restoration of it. So Sheriff Richard Mack will be there. He's going to fly in. Nick Finch from Florida, Liberty County, Florida. He's arrested and put in his own jail for supporting and defending the Constitution of the United States. He'll be there. Chris Ann Hall, constitutional attorney. She'll be there. Shane Harger, coming up from New Mexico, will be with us. And so, Sam Bushman will be there, Kirk Crosby. I'll be there. We're going to be broadcasting live. Anyone else I didn't mention, Sam?
Let me think. I think you mentioned everything.
Okay.
I think you mentioned everybody, but I want to say this, though. Kirk Crosby's going to be there.
Yeah, Kirk Crosby.
I think he'll probably tell everybody a good buenos dias, that kind of stuff. And, our photographer is going to be there, too.
Yeah, Steve Engel. Steve Engel, our historian. You know, he's with us, and he's here at the farm. Kirk Crosby's at the farm, and, of course, Sam Bushman is. And what we're doing is we're documenting what's happening. And Steve is well-versed in photography, and he takes his camera to the CSPOA events, and he's documenting what we're doing, and I think these are historic times, Sam Bushman.
No question. And not only does he document things, but he files things. I'll give you a quick example of the stellar research that he does and the details that he follows up on. He calls me one day and he says, Sam, you know that event in Las Vegas for the CSPOA, it wasn't, I'm trying to hesitate, because it wasn't a normal national public event. It was a CSPOA leadership event, mm-hmm. is the best way I can describe it.
Uh-huh.
And Steve Engel was there. And when we got done, we had signed a CSPOA resolution. And you might call it the original signers, if you will, because they signed it on the spot, right?
Yep.
So Steve Engel calls me and he says, Sam, is there a way I can get a copy of the original signers who signed on the spot document? Because mm-hmm. we're passing around a resolution that's blank for signature in an effort for folks to be able to sign it and add their names to the list. Well, anyway, I'm bringing this up because Steve wanted the original to document and add to his photo collection for that event. That's the detail that Steve goes into.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's great to have his help, his participation, and he's volunteering. Actually, Sam, I think everybody's volunteering.
Almost everybody.
Okay.
For example, Richard Mack is the president of the CSPOA. He does get enough money to feed his family while he's gone almost 365 days a year.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, it is a volunteer effort, no doubt about it.
Mm-hmm. And we want our country back. John Reagan? We're going to be talking about some finance and economics and news, and where do you want to start? John Reagan is the author of The Financial...
Wait a minute. Finances are kind of depressing, though.
Yeah, well, that's where we're going to start. We'll probably put some smiles on our faces maybe sometime during the broadcast. But, John Reagan, where do you want to start? TheFinancialStateOfTheUnion.com. I am there. Class, go to TheFinancialStateOfTheUnion.com. Click on the News tab, and you'll be right where I am.
Can I start out with a question for John?
Sure.
John, let me ask you this question. You know, there's very few policies, very few laws, very few circumstances that can absolutely destroy a country. But I'm convinced the monetary policy of the United States, the ability for the government to counterfeit money, in other words, not gold and silver as the Constitution, the supreme law demands, but rather a printing press fiat currency manipulated by the whims of big bankers, globally speaking, at the helm of the monetary, or at the heart of the monetary system in America, few policies can destroy a nation so quickly. Hidden inflation, called tax, right on through the debasement of the currency, the ability for governments to print money and use that money for whatever purposes they want to, and then to control folks by rolling out that money, using a stick and a carrot, if you will. I want you to speak to that, about this policy. Very few policies have the ability to destroy a country like fake money does, John.
Well, certainly in history, no country has ever survived a fiat currency. And that's actually kind of the tip of the iceberg, because what they've done on top of that is indebted us. We have over $17 trillion just for the federal government. We have over $60 trillion when you combine government, corporate, and personal debt. And then when you start using real accounting, where you look at what they've promised that they have to pay.
In other words, those are considered unfunded liabilities, right?
Unfunded liabilities of over $200 trillion. And that's not what we owe. That's what we would have to have in the bank today, earning interest in order to meet those liabilities. It's an impossible situation, and that alone would be enough to destroy the country. However, in the scheme of things, that's almost amateurish, because what's happened with the banks creating derivatives and the Federal Reserve putting in the zero interest rate program, that is what's going to bring us down, and they can do it at any moment. And the reason is that total derivatives are reported to be as high as $1.5 quadrillion. That's $1,500 trillion or 1.5 million billion. It's a huge number, dwarfs anything in real life. And about $400 trillion of that are bets on interest rates. So when interest rates are raised, even to a normal level of, say, 5 to 7%, that does two things. One, you have the bond market, and bonds are priced on a fixed formula based on interest. When interest rates go down, the value of your bonds goes up. And conversely, when interest rates go up, value of bonds go down. So when interest rates are raised, that crashes the bond market on one side. When interest rates are raised, that's going to start the snowball rolling downhill of the unraveling of all these trillions of dollars of derivatives, which will crash the banking system. So in a short period of time, you have the banks and the markets crashing, and it's not going to be a pretty sight.
John Reagan. If you watch the movie It's a Wonderful Life, do you think the answer is in local people standing together locally and putting their money locally and passing around the money locally and virtually using barter and et cetera to circumvent the whole system and create stability within their local markets?
There is no real money and not enough real money in the United States, and we've got a much worse situation than that. We don't live in the world we did back in the 40s, 50s, and 60s. Today we have this global supply chain, and we have everything's on demand. You don't warehouse things like we used to. There's a 60-day supply of food in the supply chain, at least for grains. There's 60 days for supply of wheat. I read the actual USDA report on all grains and did the calculations on that. And that gets to be really, really scary, because it's not like, you read in the Bible and they stored up the grains and they were able to survive even several years of famine. It takes time to raise food. And that's something I think is lost for most people that live in the cities and believe that food comes from a grocery store. You don't just plant a seed and get a plant you can eat in a matter of days. It takes weeks, several months to get to a point where you have something that you can that you can eat. And it's similar with animals. Even something as small as a chicken takes several months to where you can eat it.
You're absolutely right. 49 days for chickens. John Reagan, Sam Bushman, Ben Finelli, USAPrepares.com. We'll be right back.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
John Reagan, you know, Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby and Steve Angle, our historian, have been crisscrossing Missouri over the last few days. We did about 700-800 miles in the last couple of days. And we're doing that on our way towards Springfield, Illinois. And we started in out by Kansas City, and we're crisscrossing, stopping off at different locations to broadcast. So on Monday, we broadcasted live from Joyce Riley's studio. What a fabulous host, right, Sam?
Not only a fabulous host, but a fabulous cook, for crying out loud.
Yeah, we were treated like royalty. We really were. And we stayed at her farm and broadcasted from the Power Hour. It was great. And we got a chance to tour the Power Hour and meet everybody. And then we went to Ziggy's last night, and we did a seminar at Ziggy's. And we were there till late last night. And back at the farm. We're going to broadcast from the farm today and tomorrow. And then we're going to KLID, one of our affiliates, and we're going to be broadcasting there on Thursday. And then off to Springfield, Illinois, and we're going to be broadcasting live from the CSPOA event with Sheriff Richard Mack and Nick Finch and Shane Harger, Sam Bushman, Kurt Crosby. Steve Angle will be there. And
Chris Ann Hall.
Chris Ann Hall will be there, yep. And here's one of the things I wanted to mention, John Reagan. You know, we talk about finance and economics with you a lot. I've noticed in the last couple of days, and I mean couple of days, gas prices are up about 5%. They're at about $3.46 a gallon in this market. And not too long ago, they were $3.29 a gallon. And not too long before that, they were $2.98 a gallon. And not too long before that, they were $2.65 a gallon. So I have noticed a steady increase overall in the price of gasoline. And while I'm seeing that, John Reagan, I'm seeing gas stations close, go out of business. Stores are going out of business. This is not a pretty picture. Are you seeing the same thing that I'm seeing, John Reagan?
Yeah, I'm noticing it with other businesses as well. In fact, I just made a trip down to Texas, and once I got off I-44, I was taking 69 down to the Texas border, and I was shocked at how little traffic there was, and a good percent of that traffic was trucks, not private vehicles. Mm-hmm. And then once I got on the other side of the Texas border, on what are actually small highways in Texas, they're not even the national highways like 69 is. There was so much more traffic. There's still an economy going on in Texas, and that's not going to help when things hit the fan, but it is different than what we're experiencing here. And another thing I noticed on this trip is the closer I got to Texas, we started hitting more insects. The windshield was getting covered, and I started seeing more birds too. The cardinals,
mockingbirds. And we don't have the preponderance of birds and insects here that we used to have. You know, it used to be that your windshield, and you're absolutely right, would be covered, and you go, geez, how do I get these things off? You'd have to scrub them off, but we haven't had that problem in many, many years here. You're absolutely right. But I've noticed that there are fewer gas stations and fewer businesses that are open, and I'm seeing more for sale and more for rent signs of businesses than I've ever seen in my entire life.
Vincent, consider this observation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm convinced they have a desire to destroy the rural communities.
The rural?
They have a desire to force folks into the city. They want to take back the land. They want to, get rid of the Clive and Bundys, right on down to the Vincent Finellis, right on down to anybody who lives in a rural small town. And they want to basically put you into the control grid, big city, high rise, et cetera. And so that's why some of the bigger cities are doing well. That's why some of the metropolises are doing well. But rural America is really, really struggling, and I'm telling you, it's by design.
I absolutely believe it. There's no question in my mind. When you take a couple hundred armed agents with machine guns and you send them in with armored vehicles and you surround a farmer and you say, this is for their own good, and you say, you know what, we got a tortoise we got to protect. It's absolute nonsense. And I've got a stomachache right now. I'm looking at a picture of Harry Reid. Harry Reid, I believe he is one of the most corrupt, evil men on the planet, if not the galaxy. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So I'm looking at this picture on my monitor here in the studio, and there's this hunchback, feeble-looking guy. He trades by the name of Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, Democrat, Nevada. He's hunchback, and he's got this shovel full of dirt, and they're breaking ground for a right near the Cliven Ranch, where the siege was a couple days ago by the federal government. And so here's this guy in a suit in a desert. It's one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, at least seven other people with him. And they're all smiling and grinning. And looks like a backhoe came in and got a few scoops of dirt and placed it at their feet so it'd be really easy for them to break ground. They're not breaking ground. They're just lifting these expensive shovels, and they're just lifting dirt as if they're doing some work. It's a photo opportunity, and it's a disgrace. It just bothers me looking at these parasites breaking ground to build a a
And the reason that it's so frustrating and angers us so much, Vincent, is because it's a fraud.
It is a fraud.
Nothing but a sham.
Here's a gal in a skirt and a hard hat. Sam, when was the last time a person... Well, actually, there's two gals here.
Short
two
skirts
middle-aged
and hard hats,
gals, you know, with skirts and shovels. One of them has a hard hat on, and they're breaking ground. Nonsense. Absolute nonsense. I wonder if... I can't tell from the picture because her feet are behind this brought-to-them pile of dirt. But I'll bet she's not wearing boots. I mean, one's wearing boots, you know, but not work boots, dress boots. So this is an absolute fraud, and these parasites make me nauseous. They're just looking at it. If you want to see this post, page one, usapreparis.com. Sam, what about Harry Reid? Am I correct in my assessment that this guy is a politician? And by the way, politician is like the worst thing I could say to somebody. If I really despise someone, I'd use the word politician.
Well, there's some things you need to be aware of when it comes to Harry Reid. You look at the headlines that I'm seeing, and I think it tells a very interesting story. And the headlines that I'm seeing say this kind of stuff. Harry Reid on cattle battle, it's not over. So, you know, they come up with slogans. This one's going to be called the cattle battle. All right, you got flashback. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Reed breaks ground for Solar Ranch.
Yeah, that's the one I'm looking at.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sheriff and feds now strategize for raid on Nevada Ranch.
Right.
If animals were used.
Well, obviously, if they refused. Sam, come on. They had backhoes there. I have a backhoe. And I know what you can do with a backhoe. You can scoop out dirt, dig down 6 feet, and bury an animal. Absolutely. As a matter of fact, about a couple weeks ago, I had to do just that. So why were they bringing backhoes? Now, wait, I think you hit one of my buttons, Sam, because last night at the meetup, we were talking about this. We were talking about what were the backhoes used for. And, of course, you and I went right to, you know, some people were thinking cows. You know, they're going to kill these cows. They're going to drive them with the helicopters. They're going to cause them to break their legs. They're going to have to kill them. Maybe they can't feed them. Maybe they don't have water. Imagine going for a day and a half, 2 days without water. What would that be like, class? Try it. It's horrible. I'll bet the cows went through that. I'll bet you they didn't bring water for those cows. I don't know for sure, but I'm willing to bet that. So I think these government thugs were dispensing cruel and unusual punishment to the cows, the Bundy cows. But the backhoes, getting back to the backhoes, I suggest that those backhoes were going to be used for other purposes as well, maybe even for people. What do you think, Sam?
I'm convinced so, and I don't know if they even cared if it was cattle or people, to be honest with you. In other words, cattle for sure, people if we must, might be their attitude.
And Sheriff Richard Mack talked about that, and he said that people were hired, mercenaries, if you will, were hired to execute us, we the people. And for Harry Reid to say it's not over, who does he think he is? Who does he think he is? Harry Reid he's against we the people. There's no question in my mind that he is against we the people. And I hope these politicians understand that at some point, their evil is going to catch up to them. I really hope they understand that. John Reagan, do you have any thoughts on this?
Let me get into that a little bit later when we talk about what happened last week while we were paying attention to Nevada, because Sebelius resigned, and her replacement is absolutely horrible.
Yeah. You want to talk about that?
Well, first I wanted to finish up on Sam's question. Because of all the possible events that can happen, we know that the economic collapse is a given. The only question is time. an EMP is a the EMP is a possibility, or CME is a possibility, Yellowstone's a possibility, but none of those are guarantees. Now, when we get to the other side of the vent, we'll have one of two possible outcomes. Either the military technological complex will be intact or it won't. If it's intact, then that is the true nightmare scenario, because in the past, people have been able to do things like barter and have an economy outside of the controlling government. What we've talked about over the last few months with spy tech, there will not be a way of doing barter that is outside the purview of the government. If it is allowed, it will be controlled and taxed. Now, if we have an EMP event in conjunction with the financial collapse, which is possible since we look at history and see after such types of economic events, we typically go to war, and with today's nice technology, EMP is certainly one of the ways of doing that. With the EMP, the nice thing is we get rid of the bad technology. The other side of that is if the people are not ready, that's where we get the huge loss of life. If we've got a year or two before this happens, and we can get 10 to 20% of the people out there to start putting gardens in their backyard, raising things like rabbits and chickens, then we get to the other side of the event and not have the mass starvation. However, if it stays like it is today, where everybody's doing their own thing, and we get the event and that food chain collapses, that's where you start getting the 99.5% fatality rate, because there simply won't be the food to feed the people. Does that cheer you up?
Guess it's time to make friends with the freeze-dry guy, huh?
Sam Bushman, what was that?
I think it's time to make friends with the freeze-dry guy, huh?
That's an important part of the picture.
Sam Bushman, you're kind of grinning from ear to ear, and when the freeze dry guy's here at the farm, he's sitting in exactly the same seat you're sitting in. I get a chuckle out of this. John Reagan, when I think about the government, I think about monitoring and spying and drones and electrically controlled and electronically controlled weapons of destruction and mass destruction. You take the electron away from these thugs. Take the electron away from these government operatives, minions, henchmen, mercenaries. They're at a loss. They're absolutely, totally shut down in place. The government cannot operate. The United States government cannot operate without the electron. I really mean that, because they pay each other with electrons. I'm talking about electronic delivery systems. They buy things, they bid things, they track things, they track we the people with electronics. You take electricity out of the equation, and they are stopped instantly in their tracks. As a matter of fact, one of the things that we have going for us on our side of the equation is that we are passionate about who we are. We're not driven by greed like these government types are. And, if the money stops, we keep going. The money stops, they don't show up for work. Think about that. Sam Bushman, do you agree with that? You thinking, Sam?
Say again, sorry.
What I'm saying is, if the electron stops, if the electricity stops, if computing power stops, if software systems can't be operated, the government can't track, can't monitor, and their payment systems of the government minions, employees, operatives, henchmen, mercenaries, all stops.
I agree, and just so everybody knows, though, we don't have headphones between me and Vinny, so it's a little bit difficult.
Yeah.
But I'm convinced that a lot of people believe if we lost electricity, it would be the end of the world.
I don't think so.
And I don't agree with that at all. In fact, I think to some degree it would be a great blessing. Don't misunderstand me. There's valuable things electricity provides, especially for the elderly, with some electronics for hospitals and the ability to do operations. And, you know, I mean, there's value for sure. Don't misunderstand me.
Right.
However, you know, we would lose a lot, but I think the government would lose more.
That was the point I was making, Sam, that some of us who have prepared will probably do okay. We will, you know, it won't be comfortable, that's for sure. But I think we can come out the other side okay. But we've got to get out of the cities. We have to do exactly whatever the government wants us to do. We have to do the opposite. And, you know, I hear these commercials for FEMA. Get ready and have 3 days worth of water. Come on. 3 days worth of waters. I've got that in my trunk. Please. Please think about your own preparedness and survival. And this weekend coming up, turn off the power for 3 hours starting at 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock after you get home from work. Just for 3 hours. And figure out what it's like and what you don't like. And prepare for that. We'll be right back.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with a Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
When the grid goes off, power up with the portable off-grid power system. Whether camping, tailgating, emergency backup, or light-duty construction sites, the portable off-grid power system easily powers up appliances, from laptops to TVs to freezers. This system is silent, safe, rugged, can be used indoors or out, and goes anywhere you need to power your life. See the portable off-grid power system at powerfulproducts.com. That's powerfulproducts.com. Don't get caught without power. Power. Power.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $33,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $33,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
God, you're
take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
John Reagan, I want to thank you for jumping in and being with us today. You know, class, I want to share some of the backstory with you. Sometimes things don't go as planned. And
oh, come on. They go always as planned.
You know, so
isn't that the first lesson in preparedness?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And, well, we always have plans. But we were all set to Sam Bushman and Steve Angle and Kirk Crosby and I were all set to be broadcasting in another studio this morning. And what happened was I got a call last night from Ziggy's that our outdoor wood furnace was at 213 degrees. And, you know, water boils at 212. So this thing was in the backyard boiling over. And it looked like we were going to have the equivalent of a wood-fired outdoor furnace meltdown. And so we raced back from Ziggy's like 10:30 or so last night to the farm, and we had to change our plans because we couldn't take care of the outdoor wood furnace and be 3 hours away at the same time. We just couldn't do it. So we changed plans, and I asked John Reagan if he would jump on with us today, and he did. And, you know, John, I can't thank you enough. You're just a really, really good guy. And I'm going to tell you something that you don't know. I mean, you know a lot of stuff, but I know you don't know this. Last night, we did what we thought would be a lot of fun. So Sam Bushman wrote some software, and automated radio software. And we had several microphones in the middle of Ziggy's. So late last night, we did a recording of a broadcast live at Ziggy's, what it's like. And I, you know, we passed the microphone around. What's it like at these meetups? And so we did about an hour of radio. And I said, you know, he's not here. So let's talk about John Reagan. And
and some people are like, I don't think that's fair.
and I said, yeah, it is fair. It is fair. And so I put this challenge up. I said, you know, John Reagan has been with us for a long time. And he was a student, and he rose to be an instructor, and he wrote a book, a brilliant, concise book on what has happened with the state of the economy. And I said, now here's my challenge. I didn't use exactly these words, but here was my challenge to the entire group. Can anyone think of just one thing that John Reagan said in his financial analyses, just one thing that's not true, that wasn't right? There's silence, John. Nobody could do it. And I knew it. So I just want to tell you, we were talking about you. Now, during the break, Sam Bushman went off into a tirade, absolutely stomping around the studio.
And I'm not really known for that.
You were out of control. Well, why don't you share what happened,
no,
Sam?
No, I'm not out of control. They're out
no,
of control.
No, what I meant was you were not yourself.
All right, here's the thing.
You were angry.
Judge Andrew Napolitano gets a headline on Drudge. Now, I can't get a headline on Drudge no matter how great my comments are for the life of me, but that's another topic. The headline on Drudge from Napolitano basically talks about the people are drawing a line in the sand. Judge Napolitano, Americans, drawing a line in the sand. And I went off on a tirade because it isn't true. It's a lie. It's not accurate at all. And I know Judge Napolitano means well. And what he's saying is Americans are sick of it. And they're not going to take it anymore. And to some degree, he's correct. But let's talk about who's drawing a line in the sand, shall we? Let's just take the Bundy Ranch. Let's just take Randy Weaver. Let's just take Waco, for instance. Randy Weaver's wife has a baby in her arms standing in the door of her farmhouse. And the thug, Lon Horiuchi Sniper, shoots her and murders her on the spot.
Yeah.
Right through her line in the sand.
Right through her door.
What was the line? Don't step out of your house? Who drew the line in the sand? All right, let's just fast forward to Clive and Bundy.
Tell you what, Sam, we're going into top of the hour news and commercials.
I can't take it.
Just hit the pause button for just a couple more minutes, and then you can launch when we come back. John Reagan, Sam Bushman, Vin Finelli, we're furious. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Why do police go undercover and why do countries send out spies? Simple. If you can guess from intelligence what the other guy is doing, you have the battle won before it starts. Let's see what intelligence we have about your food situation. We're having the worst disasters ever. Storms, earthquakes, floods, and terrible drought. Half our population needs food stamps and other subsidies to afford their food now. Prices have just hit their all-time high, with more terrible costs coming. Your food and now your water are being sold to other starving countries. Still, one-third of our corn goes to expensive gas instead of feeding livestock and people. What few dollars you have, China expects to devalue to uselessness. If it's possible to get the most of the best food and freeze the availability and cost before it disappears and is unavailable, you don't dare miss the opportunity. Go to myfarminabox.com or call 855-918-3663. That's myfarminabox.com or 855-918-3663.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.